Heavenly Father, we count a privilege to be in your house. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your watchful care. We thank you the way you are working. Now I pray you'll help us tonight to be able to deliver your word with the anointing of your spirit. I pray that you will take the message to the hearts of ones here, that they might take a hold of it in a real way and might be able to gain the help they stand in need of. Help us all by your spirit tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. God's faithful, isn't he? That's what I was trying to say. God is faithful. God's provided what's been needed. Now, I can tell you that in your life, too. I know enough about many of you, all of you in this room, to know God's providing what's needed. Not everything the way we want, exactly when we want, but he's providing what we need, right? He's brought it. He promised food, shelter, amen, clothing. He's provided that. He's calmed my fears. There's been fears. There's fears that come on. I deal with fears just like you do when I look into the future. There's things, and I know some things that maybe you don't know in other areas. You know things I don't in a lot of areas, but there's some things as I look ahead, I do know what's going on. And it provides fears. But God's calmed my fears. He's worked out situations in the right time. When he's seen it was best, he's worked it out the right way. Our God's faithful. He's wise. Most of all, he truly loves us. And I hope to help us get a hold of that a little bit better tonight. I've chosen a text, a very, very familiar text. But it's 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's one of the secrets of living a Christian life right here. This is one of the secrets of obtaining the calm peace that God has, of obtaining the help that God has for us, of enjoying the Christian life. This is one of the secrets, and this is not something you gain once and for all. This is has to be lived daily to be able to gain the benefits of it. We're encouraged here in this passage to bring all of our cares to God. What's our cares? Cares are those worries. It's concerns. We all have them, right? We should. We have worries about what's happening in the country. We have worries about what's happening in the church. I have concerns for my children. I have concerns for you. I have concerns for my relatives, right? I have worries about what could happen in the future. What happens if my job goes away? What happens if this happens? Or I have concerns and worries. But God's encouraged us to bring all those to him. All of our situations, all of our decisions, all of our fears. And I want you to also notice, he said, casting all your cares on him. That doesn't mean just the big ones. Not just the ones we've tried to solve and couldn't figure out. I'm amazed, but that's many times our human nature. We try and solve everything first, and then we go to God on just the ones that have us puzzled. But one of the ways we need to learn to live is to take all of our concerns to him. The big, the little, the impossible, the physical concerns, the emotional concerns, the spiritual concerns, all of our cares. We need to learn to take all of our cares to him. We are to learn to cast all, I'm emphasizing that, but all of our cares, all of our concerns, all of our worries, all of our situations, all of our fears on him. Not just in a time of crisis, but yes, in a time of crisis, but on a daily basis, that we would learn to take all of our cares to him daily. That's where the victory in the Christian life is found. Not just working out what we can work out and take. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the way to live. Not just work out everything we can on our own, and then the ones that have us stumped, the ones that are too much for us, then take them to God and say, God, help me do what I want to do. No, take all of them daily to him. Our decisions, our worries, our concern, to go before God daily in prayer, bringing all of our cares to him. In every situation, every decision, every fear, even the ones we think we can handle, think we can figure out, take them to him anyhow. Learn to take all of our cares to him. You know, we're not sufficient. We may think we can handle stuff. We may think we got it figured out. But I want to tell you something. God can let us open our eyes a little bit sometimes and let us know we're not sufficient for much anything in life. Without God's blessing, without His help, we don't have the answers to all kinds of things in life. John 15:5 reminds us, says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. It's one of the things we need to learn as Christians in order to be more useful in the kingdom of God, in order to be drawn closer to God in our walk for Him. We need to learn that we need God in everything. Every part of our life, we need God. We're not sufficient for anything without Him. We're subject to making a mess of it in every area of life without God's direction and without His help. I am. And sometimes God lets me learn that. If I neglect a little bit, He will let almost every area of life come unglued on me to let me know I need Him. Bring all your cares to God. Not just the biggies. Yeah, bring the big ones. Bring the crisis. Bring the impossible. But not just that. Learn to bring all of our cares to God. Bring them to Him and then notice, cast them on Him. He says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You know what the cast is? You cast a fishing rod, right? When you cast it out. Casting has the idea of throwing it. It doesn't mean coming and laying it down and still holding on. It has the idea of letting go of it, right? When we cast it on Him, it has the idea of letting go. You can't throw something and hold on to it at the same time, right? I mean, you either throw it or you don't throw it. You either hold on to it or you don't hold on. If you're going to cast it, then you have to let go of it. And that's what the imagery is. Don't just pray, but really bring it to God. Really bring it to Him and give it to Him. That means surrender to His will, accept what He knows is best, and accept that He'll do what's best in that situation. Amen. Too often we want to bring it to God and say, God, what are you going to do about this? And you let me know, and then I'll decide whether I want you to do that or not. Sometimes I do that when I want the car fixed. I'll take it in, and we'll talk about what's wrong, and then I'll decide whether I want Him to fix that or not. Well, sometimes we're like that with God. We take our problems to Him and say, oh, God, give me a plan here. And I'll let you know whether I want you to work that out or not. But it doesn't work that way. To really cast it on Him and give it to Him, it means we give it to Him and say, God, whatever you see is best, I'll accept. Whatever you know to be best, I'll accept. Because I trust that you will do what's best. Bring your cares to Him and then leave it with Him. And it's not a prayer of despair, but it's a habit of prayer that leaves our worries and concerns in His hand. And that's what I mean by daily bringing our cares to Him. We get in the habit of bringing whatever we're facing. I've got situations, a couple of them I know about tomorrow that I don't have an answer to. I have to give an answer at some point, but I've got a 10:30 appointment to 1 o'clock, and neither one of them do I know what ought to happen or what should happen. They're work-related. I ain't going to die no matter which way the decision goes, but it's important to me. And I ask, God, help me. Give me wisdom. Work it out with the people I have to deal with to get things done. Work it out as you see best. And it becomes a habit, whether it's in the home, in the family, in our life, whether it's big or little, that those things we know about, we bring before Him and say, God, here's what I need today. Give me wisdom. Help me in this decision. Work it out as you see fit. Really give it to Him. Not just tell Him about it and go on carrying our own worries and concerns, but really give it to Him with an expectation that He's going to take care of it. Psalms 127:1 said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, eat the bread of sorrows. For so He giveth His beloved sleep. You know that saying? When we really give our worries to Him, we should be able to find a place of rest. Right? I mean, when we really trust Him with it, we should be able to find a place of rest concerning it. Is that easy? No. Not in and of ourselves. We're going to get to what makes it easy. What makes it easier. There is a key here. And that's why I want to emphasize all of our cares. Get in the habit daily of taking them to God. We can give our cares. Here's the key. We can give our cares and concerns and worries to God because He cares for us. Casting all your cares upon Him, for he careth for you. That's a truth we have to learn, right? I mean, it doesn't come automatic. That's a truth we have to learn. God really cares. God really loves me. God really loves you. God really loves us. He genuine, just like you love your kids, God really loves you. That's hard for us to take in, isn't it? That's where Satan does his most work. Because if you ever get a hold of God loves me, and you know yourself well enough to know what's unlovable, right? Well, I mean, whatever front we put on in public, we know ourselves. And we know the parts that aren't lovable. We know our shortcomings and our weaknesses, right? And it's hard. It's easy. Satan's got an easy work sometimes to convince us that God doesn't care and God doesn't love us. Amen? But that's the key. If you get a hold of God loves me, if you get a hold of that, that's the strength in this Christian life, that God really cares. God's went to great concerns. God wants you to know he loves you. He proved his love on the cross in the greatest way possible. But God continues to show his love for you. He shows it in the big things of life. He shows it in the little things of life. He shows it in the personal things of life. That's why I mean everything all the time. Take it to God. That's how you learn God's care. Daily, in little things sometimes. Sometimes in biggies, but in the little thing, in the personal things. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I had a little car I bought, thought I'd make some money on. Well, it's not going to work that way. Had some major trouble I couldn't figure out and had to pay somebody some more than I wish I had to pay to get it fixed. We could sell it. And the guy at the garage couldn't figure it out either. He had it for 9 weeks, I think. And I was praying. I said, God, you know, we need to get this done so we at least have an opportunity to sell it and get something back. And it wasn't 5 minutes after I prayed, and I said, God, if it be your will, bring this to a conclusion. It wasn't 5 minutes after I prayed that he called me and said, hey, we finally got that thing done. We finally have it fixed. You know, that wasn't earth-shattering. I wasn't going to miss a meal if I didn't. It pains me to lose money, but it would not have been the end of the world for me right now. But yet, God answering that little prayer in that way, you know, I could have weighed down and fumed about the guy and fussed with it, but God answering it showed, hey, God's listening. God's concerned. And if we take everything, whether it seems little or big, take everything to God in prayer, we have a greater opportunity for God to witness his love to us, to witness to us that he does care about the big things, but he also cares about the little things. He cares about the personal things in life that may not mean anything to anybody else. God's our Father, and a good Father loves his children, right? Matthew 7:11 says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask us? You know, God views us in a lot the same way as we view our children. He's not hard. We don't earn his love in that respect. God has compassion on us. You know what compassion means? That means he looks down and his heart goes out to us. Psalms 103:10 says, he's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we're dust. God has compassion on us. When he says he pitieth us, it means he has compassion on us. It means he has a sympathy with a desire to help when he looks down. His heart goes out to us, first in forgiveness, but then in everything else we truly need. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Freely. Hey, if God cared enough about you and me to allow Jesus Christ to be beaten, humiliated, and hung on a cross in order that we could be forgiven, would he withhold anything else we truly need to make heaven our home? That don't make sense, does it? God, he said, if he didn't withhold his son, if he didn't withhold the best, why shall he not freely give us all things? Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a high priest which is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of needs. He can be touched when we pray. He can be touched. Just like if your kid comes to you and really has need of something, when your child comes to you, your heart goes out to him. I mean, it may have been something you didn't know. Maybe you didn't overlook. And your heart goes out that you want to help. Well, God's does too. God knows what we're going through. He knows not only what we face, He knows how we feel. You know, sometimes you can't even express to people the fears and emotions you have inside. But God knows about that. And He says, come boldly. Come to Him with confidence to obtain mercy. Mercy isn't looking for, God, I've earned this, give it to me. It's saying, God, help me, I have need of Your help. Find grace to help. What's grace? Unmerited favor. It's again going before Him and saying, God, I need help. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. God's faithful. God will not fail. He has not failed. He cannot fail. He's perfect in His love. He's perfect in His wisdom. He's perfect in His power. He cannot fail. God's word will never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You know, God gave His promises to us so that we would know His heart. Do you know that? Nobody backed God in the corner. Nobody made Him do that. God gave His promises so we'd know what His heart is, what He wanted to do. He gave them to us to encourage us to pray and ask Him for those things. They weren't made in haste. You ever seen anybody get all excited and fired up and say, well, I'll do this? Well, when they cool down a little bit, they really wish they wouldn't have said that because they really didn't want to do that. He didn't exaggerate. There's not some secret formula you have to learn to obtain the promises of God. The only formula for obtaining the promises of God is to know He loves you, to exercise your faith in Him, to exercise your obedience to Him, to live pleasing to Him, and to come to Him and ask. God's promised everything we need. He's promised to feed us. He's promised to clothe us. He's promised to protect us. He's promised to love us, to comfort us. He's promised to be our Father. He's promised to be our God. He promised to forgive us, to cleanse us, to love us, to walk with us through this life. And He's promised to never leave us or forsake us. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. All the promises you find in the Bible have come due. They're not for some future time. They're not for some past time. They're for us. And God wants to help. He's looking for ones to show His love to. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Amen. In the midst of our cares and our worries and our trials, we can be tempted to believe God's forgotten about us, or we've done something to drive God away. Psalms 9:10, they that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee, for Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek Thee. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. God's willing to give and willing to help. Whatsoever, John 14:13, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Again, Matthew 7:7, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I want to encourage you tonight. Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, My burden is light. Casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. It's a way of life. It's not just a remedy in the crisis. It is a remedy in the crisis. But it's not just a remedy in the crisis. It's a way of life that where we learn God really cares. Sometimes, you know, we don't get our own way all the time because our wisdom's limited. God knows better than we do. And there's sometimes God don't give me exactly what I ask for, but He gives me what I need. Amen? And I'm thankful He did. I was with somebody one time, and he had prayed so hard for this certain girl, and he's sure he's going to get married. And it broke up, and he didn't get married. And we had someplace same time about 10 years later, and that person had changed. And this young man was sitting beside me, and I just elbowed him as she went by, and he was married to a very fine young lady. And I said, "Ain't God good?" Now, at the moment, he didn't believe that. You know, it was his whole world had come apart on him. But down the road a little bit, you can see God's good to us sometimes in guiding us a better way than we'd choose on our own. Amen? I didn't say that God will just miraculously, like a genie in the jug, grant your wishes because you ask. God will give us what we need because He loves us. You don't give everybody, you don't give your kids everything they ask for, do you? Well, I know better than that. I mean, because sometimes we know better. Sometimes we know that's not the best thing for them. And we love them enough, we're not going to give it to them. That's the same with God. There's sometimes God sees, no, that's not really what you need. And that's part of the attitude we need. We come before God, say, "God, this is what I'd like this way." And I always ask, if I know which way I think it ought to be worked out, I ask for it. Say, "God, help me with this. This is..." But if you know a better way, work that out your way. If you know a way better than that, I'm willing to accept what you have for me, however you see fit. And I challenge you, if you will make this a practice. This is not something you can do and decide in a moment, and in one moment, take all your cares and cast them on Him and walk away and not worry about a thing, not have another thought in your head. Amen? It don't work that way. But as you get in the habit and practice of taking all your cares and concern to Him day by day, and you will see God is faithful. I mean, if you're really wanting to live for God and be pleasing to God, and you're not just playing games, if you're really wanting to live for God, you will see God will be faithful to you. God will give you. And as you see, God is answering. It makes it easier and easier to take your concerns to Him and truly leave them there and truly gain a greater and greater depth of rest and peace for your soul. Amen. I want to encourage you, there is help in God. And this is the way I believe it's obtained, casting all your cares on Him, because He cares for you. He really cares for you and me. Amen? Amen. Let's just stand as we sing a verse of song. Dear Heavenly Father, we count it a privilege to have been here tonight.